Title: Auditioning Breaks Efficiently for Pirate Radio Energy Beginner. All right, let's lock in. Today you're going to stop losing hours scrolling through break folders and instead audition breaks like a DJ, fast, in time, in context, and with that gritty pirate radio urgency. The goal is simple. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a repeatable workflow in Ableton Live where you can fly through 20, 30, even 50 breaks in minutes. Keep only the ones that actually work in your track, and commit them so you move forward. Here's the big idea. A break can sound insane on its own, and then completely fall apart the second your bass and snare show up. So we're not auditioning breaks in isolation. We're auditioning breaks inside a mini drum and bass test rig. Step 0. Prep the session so you're always auditioning in context. First, set your tempo. If you're doing rolling DNB, put it around 172 to 175 BPM. If you're leaning jungle, 165 to 172 is the usual zone. For this lesson, set it to 174. Now make three tracks. Track 1 is a MIDI track called Guide Kick / Snare. Load a drum rack. You only need a kick and a snare. Make a super basic two-step pattern. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. Nothing fancy. This track is your truth meter. If the break fights this, it's going to fight your song. Track 2 is another MIDI track called Bass Guide. Don't overthink sound design. Use operator, pick a sign or a basic resish placeholder and just hold simple notes, even half notes. The point is not the bass patch. The point is, can the break live with low end happening? Track 3 is an audio track called Break Audition. This is where we'll drag in candidates and run them through a consistent processing chain. And here's an extra coaching rule that will save you from random decisions. Normalize your audition conditions. Pick one fixed 8-bar loop region. Pick one fixed guide pattern. Don't change the bass notes. Don't change the kick/snare pattern. And don't touch the master volume while browsing. If you keep changing the context, you're not comparing breaks. You're comparing different songs. Cool. Now let's set up fast auditioning. Open Ableton's browser and go to your breaks folder. Turn on preview, the little headphone icon. Set the preview volume to something safe. Breaks are spiky, and your ears will fatigue fast if you're blasting. Now you can click a sample and use your arrow keys to move up and down. This is crate digging mode. You're not committing yet. You're scanning. Quick organization tip. Start tagging breaks using collections. Make yourself a few simple buckets like heavy or steppers, jungle or A-minish, clean or modern, weird or effects. This way, future you becomes a faster producer. It's one of those habits that compounds. When you hear something that makes you react, don't overanalyze. Drag it onto your break audition track. Now we warp it properly, without killing the groove. Click the clip and go down to clip view. Turn warp on. If Ableton guessed the tempo wrong, adjust the seg. BBDM so it's at least in the right ballpark. Then set your warp mode. For classic breaks, choose beats. Set preserve to transient. Put the envelope somewhere around 20 to 40 as a starting point. Now loop it. Most breaks are 1 or 2 bars. Set the loop to 1 bar or 2 bars so you can evaluate the core groove quickly. Next, find the real downbeat. Usually it's the first kick. If the clip isn't starting exactly on the 1, find the transient that is the true one. Right-click it, and choose set 1.1.1 here. Now, carefully, you can use warp from here, straight. And I'm going to stress that word carefully. The goal is not to grid slam every transient until the break becomes robotic. Your mission is to keep that pirate radio bounce. Minimal warp markers. Only anchor the obvious stuff. Here's a quick sanity test. If the break feels great for the first bar or two, then starts feeling weird around bar 3 or 4, that's usually drift. Fix it by adjusting warp markers only on obvious anchors like the downbeat and the main snare, not every little hat and ghost note. All right, now we build your instant pirate radio energy chain. Stock devices only, and this is key. Keep this chain the same while auditioning so every break gets judged under the same lighting. On the break audition track, add EQ 8 first. Roll off rumble with a high pass around 30 to 40 Hz. You don't need break sub. Let your bass own that. If it's muddy, do a gentle dip around 200 to 300 Hz, like -2 to -4 dB. Don't go crazy, this range is touchy. Then, if you need more presence, a small boost around 4 to 7 kHz can bring the snare and attack forward. But watch harsh hats. Next, a drum bus. This is the weight box. Turn up drive somewhere between 5 and 15% depending on the break. Add a touch of crunch if you want grit, but keep it subtle 0 to 10%. Boom is optional and I recommend being careful. You can tune boom around 50 to 80 Hz, But remember, you're high passing the break for a reason. You want punch, not a low-end argument with your sub. After drum boss, add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Push drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. Then pull the output down so the level roughly matches before and after. This is huge. Louder always sounds better, and loudness will trick you into picking the wrong break. Then add glue compressor. Ratio a 2 to 1. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds so transients still punch. Release on auto for musical behavior. Lower the threshold until you're getting about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're not trying to smash it. You're trying to make it feel like it belongs in a finished record. Then add utility at the end. Utility is your level matching tool. If you're comparing breaks and one is louder, turn it down here. You can also use utility for a quick mono discipline check. Try lowering width to around 70 to 90%. If the hats collapse in a nasty way, back it off. But a slightly tighter center often makes breaks hit harder under wide pads and effects later. Optional but very effective pirate radio trick. After the distortion stage, you can add a second EQ8 and do a gentle broadcast mid-range tilt. Slightly down in the low bass, slightly up in the 1 to 4 kHz region. The idea is, it should read on small speakers like it's being transmitted. Now let's talk about the actual audition process. This is where speed happens. Loop 8 bars in your arrangement or just use session view. Play your guide kick and snare and your guide bass. Then bring in the break and do fast A/B checks by soloing and unsoloing the break audition track. Ask a few questions and answer them fast. Does the break snare fight your snare? Like, do they clash? Or does it add a nice layer? Do the hats and ghost notes add motion? That rolling energy matters more than people think. Does it feel like it's pushing forward, like the track is leaning into the next bar? And here's a mindset that keeps you moving. 10 to 20 seconds per break. If it's not a yes quickly, it's a no. Ruthless selection equals better tracks. Try this little two-lane rating in your head. Groove versus tone. Groove scores swing. Ghost notes. Forward momentum. Tone scores snare character. Hat brightness. Grit. A break can be groove 9. Tone 4. And still be a winner because you can reshape tone later. But if the groove is dead, no amount of processing will resurrect it. Now, to make this even faster, you can set up a hands-free vibe. Key map the track activator button on the break audition track, so you can drop it in and out instantly. Map utility gain so you can do quick level matching within plus or minus 6 dB. And if you want to test intro tease potential immediately, map an auto filter cutoff so you can sweep without adding extra steps. Okay. You found a break that hits. Now we commit. This is the part that separates finishing music from eternally browsing. Duplicate that clip into a new audio track called Break Main. Then choose how to print it. If you want the processing committed, freeze and flatten the track. Or resample. Create a new audio track, set its input to resampling, and record the processed break. Printing forces decisions, and decisions create arrangements. Rename and color code the clip. Something like, MN175 Warped Grit V1. Future you will thank you. Now, quick arrangement moves to get that pirate radio energy. For an intro tease, use a filter. Put auto filter on the break and low pass it down around 200 to 800 Hz, then slowly open it over 8 to 16 bars. You'll get that coming through the airwaves effect. For drop impact, do a 1 beat mute right before the drop. Silence equals tension, tension equals bigger drop. For call and response, duplicate the break and make a crushed version. More saturator, more drum boss. Maybe slightly tighter compression. Then alternate clean and crushed every 4 bars. It sounds like the DJ is rinsing the tune without adding new elements. For quick fills, beat repeat is your friend. Toss it on for a 1-bar moment at the end of a phrase. Eighths or sixteenths. Keep it quick. Turn it on and off like a performance tool. Now a few common mistakes to avoid. First, over-warping. If you put warp markers everywhere, you'll kill the swing. Minimal anchors. Second, auditioning break solo. Don't. DNB is an interaction between bass, snare, and break texture. Third, getting fooled by loudness. Level match with utility. Fourth, keeping everything. If you're not excited quickly, delete or move on. Don't hoard maybes. Fifth, ignoring low-end mess. High pass your breaks and let the bass own the sub. Otherwise, it's muddy chaos. If you want a darker, heavier approach, here are a couple upgrades you can try without getting complicated. The easy band split trick. Duplicate the break into 2 tracks. One is break high, high past around 150 to 250 Hz for hats and snare texture. The other is break low, low past around 150 to 250 Hz for body. Now you can distort the highs for aggression, while keeping the lows controlled. Another quick pirate broadcast move. Add redux very lightly. Downsample around 1.2 to 1.8, and bit reduction at 0 to 2 max. Then tame harshness with EQ. You're aiming for texture, not destruction. And if a break is almost perfect but the snare is weak, slice it. Right-click the clip, slice to new MIDI track, usually by transients. Then replace just the weak snare slice with a better hit. That turns almost into keeper. Let's finish with a 10-minute practice exercise. Set the project to 174 BPM. Make your two-step guide kick and snare, and a simple sub on half notes. Now audition 15 breaks using browser preview. For each one you drag in, warp it, loop it to 2 bars, run it through your chain, and decide in 20 seconds. Keep or delete. Commit 2 winners into break main. Then arrange an 8-bar drop. Bars 1 to 4 is break A, bars 5 to 8 is break B, or a crushed version of A. Add a 1-beat mute right before bar 1 to set up the drop. Your goal is not perfection. Your goal is 2 usable break choices and a mini drop arranged without overthinking. Recap before you go. Audition breaks in context, not in isolation. Warp with care so you keep groove. Use a fast, repeatable stock chain. EQ8, drum bus, saturator, glue, utility. Make quick decisions, then commit by printing winners, and use simple arrangement moves like filters, mutes, and clean versus crushed swaps to get that pirate radio urgency. If you tell me what substyle you're aiming for, jungle, rolling, jump up, dark minimal, neuro, I can give you a tighter what to listen for shortlist and a matching chain that fits that lane.